Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they've played six. So what's the 17 minus
11? The remaining 11. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. The remaining 11 games, any of those 11, the Giants can win.
And they could also lose any game.
And, well, yes.
But, which they proved 2 weeks
but
ago.
But at the beginning of the season,
yeah,
you were probably saying the Giants can win maybe two or three.
Okay, so I understand and respect and appreciate Sonny's passion. That's a passionate Giant fan who's like basically wanted to tell us.
They still have to do it.
They do have to do it.
That's my point.
He wanted to tell us, maybe more so me than you, because he respects you a lot more as a Giant legend, that I should go F myself. Like, basically, you know, your expectations are the same? Yeah. Like,
I don't remember what I said at the beginning of the season. What did I say, seven?
I think you said seven.
Because I think I had the Jets at five.
I'm pretty sure you said seven.
You want me to go to the archives?
Yeah, we have to.
Am I the only archivist around here?
Yes.
I know I said 10 because I felt peer pressured, but I really meant 6.
Yeah, your 10 was a very fugazi one because you were peer pressured.
It was an inflated 10.
My point is, I looked at this team at the beginning of the year, and I remember saying this a few times. You are better than what you were in the previous year talent-wise, which you are. And I stand by that. That hasn't changed. But I thought that you're facing so many teams that are clearly better than you that you'll steal 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Now, you've gotten 2 of them with 11 to go. I still look at the final 11 games in which you will be underdogs in every game and say, yeah, you'll win 3 or 4 games. Well, do the math. That's 5 or 6 wins. And here's the beautiful part for Sonny, and even for you who's getting offended. That's my freaking opinion on how I feel about the Giants. Can that change if they beat the Broncos? I admit it will. I admit I'll come in here hat in hand on Monday and say, boy, I think I got it wrong about this team. Dare I say they'll be in a playoff race? But as we sit here today, that's just how I view them. A more talented team than last year, but still a team that's going to have to punch up in just about every game they play. What is so offensive about that?
It's not offensive. It's not offensive.
Thank you.
Evan, anybody who thought they were going to win 5 or 6 games also thought, hey, they got to split one of those first two with Dallas and Washington. Hey, they got to beat the New Orleans Saints. So
good point. You're right.
I'm riding sky high on beating the Eagles and the Chargers. But the Giants, we can't get back the games we already played. They've already lost games we expect them to win. So all that the 2 wins have done, not to do with the energy and everything, is make up for games we thought they were going to win that they didn't.
I'll borrow a phrase that you had. When they announced they were starting Jackson Dart, you basically said, it's reopening week.
Exactly.
It's all anew. So if we play that game right now, okay, they're 2-4, they just beat the Eagles, Dart's the starting quarterback. We also know Malik Nabers is out, right? We also have that piece of information. There are 11 games on this schedule. It's a new opening day, new prediction game. How many of those 11 games are they going to win? And I still look at those 11 games in which, again, they are going to be underdogs in all of them and say, maybe 3 or 4. And that's how you get to 5 or 6. Now, I'll ask you, Tiki, there's 11 games left.
Yeah.
We now have new information. No Malik Nabers. Jackson Dart is starting. Even new information about this defense and how you feel about it.
Yeah.
All right? We'll do it right now. October 15th. There's 11 games left to go in the season.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do in their final 11 games? Give me a number.
Half.
There's 11. It's an uneven number.
Round up.
5.5.
5-5-1?
No. 5.5.
But
Loogie's right. Round up.
So 6-5.
Yes.
Make it enough, as they say on Friday.
Yep.
And I'm writing this down. This is long-term predictions, final 11 games here on 10-15-25. Okay. 6-5 for Tiki. I'll make mine official. I think they're going 3-8 in their final 11 games.
Hater.
You know, you guys are too much.
I'm just joking. Keep going.
I can't
keep
win.
Keep going. Keep going.
Tommy Lou Gower in the final 11 games. What are the Giants going
to do? Okay, so I predicted them to win six games this year. I still think they win six games, so help me out with the math. They go 4-7.
Seven?
4-7. So 4-7 in the last 11.
I respect your consistency. You're like me. You're like, I'm going to get to the same number. I just have to do the math.
Correct.
Sean Morash, the man who cried, and I thought it was legitimate cries, after the Giants beat the Philadelphia Eagles. How many wins will they get in their final 11 games?
Tiki's inspired me. F it. 5-5-1.
Five.
Okay,
five.
Who is the tie?
Raiders.
Raiders?
Oh, yeah.
No. The Vikings.
The Dallas Cowboys in the final week of the year, because we should have tied them already.
Oh, at home.
That would be so weird. A week 18 tie?
That would be brutal.
And Dallas, you know why? Dallas gets their second tie of the year.
And it would be brutal because they'd have a better record than us.
Yeah.
If say it comes down to that. They'd have a better record than us.
Yeah. I respect you predicting the tie. That's good.
All right. I really wanted to say 4-7, but you know what? Let's have some fun.
And by the way, just so we can all do the math together, based on what's already happened in the first six games and then the predictions of the final 11, Tiki Barber is officially predicting the New York Giants to finish 8-9.
Yeah, which is not far from what I said at the beginning of the season.
Fair enough. I'm officially predicting them to finish 5-12. Tommy,
which is more than you said at the beginning of the season.
I think I said 4 or 5. It was in that range. I forget what I settled on, but it was 4 or 5. It was basically.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There. Tommy has them finishing 6-11.
We haven't really changed.
No, which I respect. And Sean has them. I'm about to call Tommy out in a second, but hold on.
I'm surprised.
Sean should. We'll get to him in a second. Yeah. And Sean has them finishing 7-9-1.
Yes. That's a good year. 7-9-1.
Now let's get in the corner and wait for a second, Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Friday, American Dream. Mm-hmm. The crowd is there. Yeah. And you gave us issues when we asked you to make a prediction because you said, I want to make two. I want to make one in which Russell Wilson is the guy and one in which you get your way, and you were ahead of us, start Dart, right? Well, Dart's the starter. So you're sticking with your Russell Wilson prediction.
What was my Jackson Dart prediction?
11 wins!
Well, where is the producer telling me about this? I forgot I did that. I thought I only had one prediction, which got booed, by the way, 6 wins. I didn't. The producers did not tell me here, we have several of them, that I did a Jackson Dart prediction. So I have 11 wins?
9-2, that means.
All right, so let's put me down for 9-2 for the rest of the season. Thank you.
All right. So now we have Tommy down for 4-7 and 9-2.
Yes.
Once he was notified. But Jackson Dart, your guy, you told us to start Dart the entire year.
I totally forgot about the 11 wins. All right, but again, now we know. Thank you for reminding me. You should have reminded me beforehand. 9-2 the rest of the way.
I honestly didn't remember until like Tiki and I locked eyes and were like, wait a second, something feels off about Tommy right now. I can't put my finger on it.
Because I remember the start Dart thing.
Yeah.
Remember, you weren't allowed to wear it.
And the best part is, so we have a wall here in the FAN studios where I like to honor certain things. So we have a beautiful picture of Tiki Barber running over the overrated Ryan Clark. We have a picture of a t-shirt that we made a year ago for Tommy, an old tweet that he had that
Jalen
was made
Brunson
into a shirt.
Is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends. One shirts that I sold on the plaza outside Barclays
Center. Right. Yeah, yeah.
We didn't do it in the city.
And earlier today, we finally installed the official Start Dart piece of paper that Tommy would wear on his chest.
Start Dart.
In the days leading up and months leading up to starting Jackson Dart. It was such a great message, Tommy forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm. Start Dart. And this is not a Garrett Cole situation. That's the actual sign, the original sign. It's not a Fugazi one.
There are definitely enough wrinkles on the sign where it is completely legitimate. Let's go to Angelo calling from Long Island. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show. I got two things to say.
Number one, I feel like...
Oh, good. I got to let you go, but I understand your point.
He basically said everybody's going to say that the Giants beat a bad Eagles team who just have issues going on. They can't run the ball. Their offensive line's getting old. Yada, 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 whatnot. And then if they go out and they beat the Denver Broncos, people are going to say, oh, the Denver Broncos just came back from London and they got to get reacclimated to the altitude and they didn't take the bye week and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. They're just going to make excuses for why the Giants are winning as opposed to giving the Giants credit.
I can't answer for every single person who has an opinion. I can answer for myself. And while I pissed off, what's his name again? Sonny and Malvern, mm-hmm. by being too negative on the Giants, and you may still think I am too negative on the Giants, I can promise you this. I didn't say a damn word trying to negate that victory over the Chargers. I didn't say a damn word negating that victory over the Eagles. Right. And I can promise you this, just for me, as someone who still doesn't believe in the Giants, I will not come in here on Monday and negate the victory because of the travel.
How could you?
This is football.
It's football, right. Everybody has circumstances that are not great.
Of course. It's football. Like, you win the games. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how it happens. You win the games. And if you beat the Chargers at home, which you did, and you spanked the Eagles at home, which you did, and now you go to Denver where it ain't easy to play football, and I don't care if they traveled from Antarctica, and you beat that team, that's a win. So if anyone tries to minimize that, you have two choices. You can just walk away, or you can verbally slap them. And by verbally slap them, don't actually slap them. That seems like a weird thing to do over sports. But verbally, tell them to go take a long
bunch
walk.
Bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Yeah.
I also don't like the notion of, well, the Eagles, they were in shambles. The Eagles have been arguing with each other all year and winning those games.
Of course.
The Giants.
The Eagles are a good team.
Right. The Giants
are just flawed. But everybody is flawed.
Everybody's flawed. But the Giants
beat them. The Bills are flawed.
Exactly. And I would argue.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have the most wins in the NFC, are flawed.
So perfect answer.
You know how many fourth quarter comebacks and game-winning drives Baker Mayfield has?
Four, right? Because
four. Last drive of games, four of those games, the Bucs were losing and maybe could have lost. So it's just like, it's football these days.
Football. And the Giants are part of the reason they're in turmoil. It's not, you know what I mean? It works both ways. Right. You can't discount the Giant win. I won't stand for that. That was the win of the century. I'm not going to have it poo-pooed. Oh,
the win of the century?
Well, this century.
I mean, geez.
Maybe decade.
Whatever. How long's the century?
That'd be 25 years, dude. The turn of the century?
That would include several Super Bowls.
That includes a lot.
No, then not the win of the century.
Win of the decade? Yeah. You can't even say win of the decade.
He's confusing his multiples of 10.
But even if he goes win of the decade, like you won a playoff game on the road.
Yeah, that was pre-Brian Flores Vikings. This is different now.
The
Super Bowl champs.
You can't do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.